Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Tricia Mitchell. She's delighted to be back, and she'll help callers by shining a spotlight on what she's shown to highlight as being important in resolving listeners' blocks in relationships, wealth, careers, health, or any other area of life. She immediately tunes in and prefers not to know any background to callers' questions, so she can validate the information she's receiving isn't being influenced by what she has been told. As a caller, to get the most out of your time with her, just be direct with your question, and if she needs clarification, she'll ask you. Tricia became aware of her psychic abilities later in life after nearly two decades in business and management. When her health changed and doctors couldn't explain why she developed antibodies for lupus and thyroid disease, she set out to discover why her body was now attacking herself. Her healing journey led to a change in career path, starting with Reiki and EFT. Through Reiki, she slowly became aware that she could feel other people's pain, energetic disturbances at the site of old physical injuries. Later, that extended to remotely sensing the energy of traumatic events located in clients' bodies and auras. Tricia's now trained in various modalities, including working with the root cause of health conditions and mind, body, soul coaching. She acts as a channel of divine healing and messages to help conscious clients free themselves and return to a life they love. And for more information on Tricia, to contact her, go to her website, which is trishamitchell.co.uk. And Tricia is spelled T-R-I-C-I-A. And Mitchell is M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. trishamitchell.co.uk. We're glad for the callers that have called in today. You will get a chance to talk to Tricia, those that are on the line now. Today, we're going to be talking about finding your pathway to self-discovery. And Tricia will take a limited number of calls. But before we get into it, Tricia and I are going to share a little bit about our own stories on the road to self-discovery. And Tricia, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Okay, listeners. I lost her on my line. I'll call her back. I'm going to play my favorite New Thought song, Throw It All Away by Jennifer Farron. Hold on.
Trauma that can come.
folks, that was the beginning of the song Throw It All Away by Jennifer Ferren, F-E-R-R-E-N. And I have good news. I do have Tricia on the line. Welcome, Tricia.
Thank you, David. Good to be here.
It's nice to have you. How are things in the UK?
Lovely and warm. Yeah, it's been really good, but I also welcome the rain because the garden needs it. yeah, we're all good over here.
Yeah, we could use rain here.
Yeah.
Well, I am glad to have you on the show again. I think one of the most wonderful things that can happen to us in life is to get to know ourselves better. And God willing, become self-actualized, although not many people experience that. But I wanted to just talk to you a little bit about what your pathway has been like, and then I'll do the same, and then we'll take calls.
Okay, lovely. I have to be honest and say that I haven't found my path easy. I started off, like most people, you believe to a degree that you are your job. So I was successful in business. I was a sign language interpreter. And then everything just started going wrong. That's how I perceived it at the time. But in actual fact, I was moving from my career to living my purpose. And I found that quite difficult because I was very logical, very rational, and then suddenly I was being told that I was a healer, and I didn't believe that I had any healing skills. And at that time, I was 39, and everything was going wrong. I'd just come through a divorce, and it was an abusive marriage, and my health was starting to go, and I wanted to heal. I developed autoimmune antibodies. And the doctors and the consultants said, well, you're just going to have to live with it. And that wasn't acceptable to me. Deep down, I knew that somehow it was connected to things that I hadn't dealt with in my life. And so I went on this journey of discovery to find out what life was about, searching for meaning, why I was here, and why certain things kept on happening. I could see the pattern, but I couldn't understand the patterns as yet at that time. And then it was really difficult letting go of the identity that I'd built up when there's kudos because of the status that you have in your job, the things that you can do, the kind of things that society celebrates. I held on to that, and I really didn't want to get into crystals and healing and things that were rather intangible. But in actual fact, it was my saving grace. I have lots of crystals now. I think what happens is that we come out of the spiritual closet and we do this dance for a while, unless you're blessed. You know, there are some people who have been spiritual since they were children.
Right.
You know, they could see ghosts, etc. I wasn't one of those people. And I don't know whether you were or not, but I came to it very late in life, and I found the adjustment challenging. And so you do, well, I don't know if other people do this dance, but I did this, dipping my toe in the water and going back to what I knew, because there was a fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And that internal conflict, fighting myself, I had to exhaust myself before I was willing to surrender. So, you know, if you believe that you're your job, you know, you go to parties, what's your name and what do you do? And people define themselves by their jobs, and that's not who we are.
No.
And trying to let go of that after years and years and years of conditioning, as we all are, I fought myself. And the rejection that I got from other people was based on my own conditioning, my own beliefs, because I wasn't willing to accept myself. So I really had to hit rock bottom before I could start climbing back up. That was basically my path. I felt that I needed spiritual guidance. So for the first time in my life, I went to see a psychic medium. And she said, you have all the gifts. She said, but you're far too busy. Your head's too cluttered. Come back and I will teach you. But at the moment, your life is too busy. And I just thought, well, if people are saying that I'm a healer, I'm going to have to get some training somehow. And so I started off learning Reiki. And that led to other things like emotional freedom techniques and neuro-linguistic programming, because I wanted to understand what made people tick and what made people break, because I'd seen people at both ends of that spectrum. So, yeah, that was pretty much my journey. And when I used to ring up for psychic readings, they'd say, well, you could give me a reading. And I thought, no, I can't do this. And they said, you have all the skills, get into transcendental meditation. And I thought, I just don't have the patience to sit still, let alone meditate. And once I stopped trying, that's when I started to develop my skills. So that's basically where I'm at. I've done lots of training, but in actual fact, that's just my old pattern of gathering qualifications to prove my worth, which is pretty dysfunctional.
Well,
how about you, David?
You know what, Tricia?
Mm-hmm.
I think because we've had a few more callers, I'd like to try something a little bit different with my piece.
Okay.
What I'd like to try doing is this.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to people and prefer not to be given their background. I'm wondering if you can read my auras, and then I'll briefly share.
Oh, I'm not an aura reader.
Oh,
okay. To be honest. No,
that's
not where my specialty lies.
But you do get in touch with people's past pain, don't you?
I do, and I'm feeling something right now around the heart area for you. I just bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
Are you quite happy for me to share?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. The word that's coming to me at the moment in my heart is loneliness. That's the word that's come to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised.
I get the age 7, so I see... Am I seeing a young boy?
Mm-hmm.
There's something around childhood. Ouch. And I'm getting a pain in my body. This is where the pain is. I tend to associate that area of the body with a lack of flexibility and strength in moving forward. And this might be to do because I'm feeling it on what I associate with the masculine side. I'm going to say that this could be to do with dad. But it's certainly on the masculine side. It's something that you've had difficulty moving forward from. You haven't quite let go of that yet. And I'm starting to feel some energy in my throat. I'm leaning towards helplessness. That's the kind of sense that I'm getting in my throat. Would you be able to take any of that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. To me, they're not major themes, but they're all themes that have manifested about the way you talked about them. I felt very lonely as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because I was a gay child, and I didn't know any other gay people. And
right.
I knew that there was something about that in the 1960s that was not a good thing. And so I had very low self-esteem and was scared to death that if my secret were revealed, that I would be reviled by the people that I loved. And as far as recent things go, I've had to overcome resistance to this fervent desire to become published in a fairly big way.
Can I just interrupt you a second, David?
Yes.
Before you continue about the desire to become published. What I was feeling before the loneliness was anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder whether the anxiety, whether you would have felt anxious as a child for fear of being rejected by those you loved because...
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Right, okay.
Yeah, definitely. And it's been a continuous theme that's come up around different issues, and the fact that I suffered from a major depressive anxiety disorder for many, many years.
Okay, can I just ask whether I don't know if this is disrespectful or not. Would you know whether you've picked that up in the womb or not?
Picked it up how?
Picked up anxiety in the womb when your mom was pregnant with you. Have you always had a sense of anxiety?
Oh, my mother was a very anxious person, and she had been diagnosed as a schizophrenic when she was 20.
Right.
That was an improper diagnosis. I worked in the mental health food and field, and she had a mood disorder.
Right.
But she was very anxious her whole life, and it wouldn't surprise me if she was anxious during the time that she was pregnant, and perhaps around her own concerns that she'd be able to be a good mother.
Can I recommend a book before you talk about your desire for publishing?
Yes.
It's a book by Sharon King, and it's called Heal Your Birth, Heal Your Life. And it's working with emotional freedom technique, a.k.a. tapping, and the matrix, going back into those old memories and rewriting that time. If you want to lift some of that energy of anxiety that's been around you, possibly from conception onwards, if that's how your mother was presenting, mood-wise, you could possibly alleviate whatever energies of anxiety that you've carried through your life by working with the techniques in that book.
Okay.
I became a... It's EFT with matrix birth re-imprinting. Pardon me. I became a practitioner in that when I was working with somebody in their 40s who's present issue we trace back to being in the womb, and we dealt with it at the time, but it felt a bit clunky.
Wow.
And that's why I then went on that training.
Wow.
But go on, please continue. You were talking about your
You mean about the desire to be published?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I've written 25 to 30 books, and three have been published. Two were self-published, and one was published by two were published by independent publishers.
Just to interrupt, David, the word that comes to me is exposure.
Oh.
I think there's a fear of exposure. So although you're going, ooh, okay, there's the anxiety again. Although you're going through the motions and you're publishing, I think energetically there may be a fear of exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Does that feel true or not?
Yes. Yeah, there's some things about my personal life that I'm concerned about getting out there.
Right.
Should I become a successful author?
Right. So if you don't mind me saying, you're probably unconsciously blocking your success as a successful author because of this fear of exposure.
How can I let go of that?
You need acceptance, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I almost wanted to swear then, and I won't, but it's not giving a bleep. That's the phrase that came to mind.
Oh.
That's the attitude that you need.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, it does.
So what's the saying? What other people think about us is none of your business.
Mm.
So we can't control how people perceive us.
Right.
We can only control how we do us. And control is... not a myth, what's the word that I'm looking for? You know, once you're working with Source, once you're connected to the divine and you're in alignment, you know that control doesn't exist. It's just something that we like to buy into. I think it's about co-creation and cooperation with the divine.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's all very helpful to me. And we have gotten a few more callers. We have six callers on the line. So I would like to just finish up with what you perceive your goal to be or your journey to be, if that's something that you care to do.
Sure. Before we go on to that, I can't even describe it, David. What I've just seen is, as a kid, I'm going to have to describe it because I can't remember the name of it. You've got a wheel, you get a piece of paper, and you divide this wheel up into segments, and you put it's different colours, and you've got different things on, and you stick a pencil through the middle of it, and you spin the pencil, and it lands on one of those slices. Does that make sense? That kind of game you played as a kid, or did we only do that in England?
Well, in terms of developing desires, or I understand.
It's a cryptic clue that I've just seen for you. But it's almost like, what shall I do today? And you spin this. It's a circle made out of card, and you divide it up, and you put different things in each segment, and you pierce the center of it with a pencil, and then you spin the pencil, and whatever segment it lands on, that's your decision. It's almost like spin. It's like throw the dice, if you will.
Well, my childhood was pretty magical, and different things manifested all over the place. And I was constantly involved with life. Now, it's quite a bit different. It's like, what am I going to do today so that I will find some joy, avoid boredom, get a little structure going, and also allow the flexibility to just go with the flow and explore fun.
I would recapture that magic then and spin that wheel that helps you to decide what you're going to do, and just have the freedom to just go with the flow and go, oh, okay, it's landed on, I don't know, spending a day out in nature. Let me go and do that because I can.
Yeah.
Well, go back to youth and recapture that. Go on.
Thank you. No, I can. I'm retired. I can take time off, which I do from my writing. I'm currently in hiatus right now and kind of enjoying the summer.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Identity. I've just swallowed, and I know from one of the systems that I work with, I know that that's to do with the gut. Because the digestive system starts at the mouth and finishes at the anus, and I've just swallowed down. So there's some work that you need to do on acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just have a look. Ooh, is it identity or moving forward? Do you feel that it's safe to be who you are? Because at the moment I can't see which function you need to work on, whether it's self-preservation, which is to do with safety, whether it's identity, or whether it's moving forward from these old beliefs and patterns.
I think it's mostly moving forward. I mean, there's some validity to all of those things, but that's the primary thrust.
I would play with some identity work. And work on your identity as an author, possibly.
Okay.
Go on, sorry.
No, I was just going to say I thank you for that.
You're welcome. Moving forward for me, I think, I'm still working on fully stepping into who I am and who I'm becoming because my purpose has always been to work with spirituality and business, and I felt comfortable when I've split it, when I've focused either on business or on spirituality. And time again, it keeps on coming back to no, actually, it's a blending of the two. And I'm just forging ahead, sort of carving a new path where I'm comfortable being me fully.
Mm-hmm.
And that means letting go of the seriousness, because that isn't me at all.
Yeah.
Whilst dealing with serious issues.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm working on moving forward.
Well, I wish you all the best along those lines. And I think that probably a lot of people can relate to that concept of stepping into I am, or what my personal truth is. I can relate to that, that's for sure.
And letting go of that need for acknowledgement or acceptance from others that was coming.
Oh, that's
or
big.
Or approval.
That's
really
big, because so many people grow up being people pleasers for whatever reason.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're still trying to gain that approval from our parents that isn't forthcoming.
Right, right.
You know, just letting go of that.
Well, shall we go to the phone lines?
I think we should.
All right, folks, about 5 minutes apiece, max. And please don't give Tricia any background information. Just ask your question and allow her to tune into her own vibrations concerning your question. I haven't talked to any of you. There's six of you. The first one is area code 229. And what is your first name, please?
Yes, my name is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Question.
How? Okay, you're very quiet, Melvin, so you might have to speak up.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a
Melvin?
Do you have a question for Tricia? Okay.
Yes, sir. All right, my question is that I've been struggling with diabetes, and I've been struggling.
Uh-huh.
I injured myself on my job, my lower back, my left knee, and now my right foot is swelling up. And I just want to know, do you see my health getting better? Oh, and also around my
Melvin,
heart.
Okay, so Melvin, when you spoke about your diabetes, the number 18 came up. Now, diabetes can be, there's a couple of issues that cause diabetes. One is to do with fighting and resisting, and the other is to do with fear, disgust. So significant events in our life, how we perceive them, that will change our biology. So what was happening when you were around 18 years of age, Melvin? What kind of situations, life events that are memorable pop up?
When I was 18, I joined the United States Marine.
Right, so that's around fighting, yeah, I would say.
Yes, sir.
What was your perceptions when you were in the Marines? Was there anything that traumatic or that happened? Were you involved in any conflicts or?
Well, yes, ma'am. Well, just about, but we stayed on ship. For about 55 days, we couldn't land anywhere because we was about to go in with a conflict. But we had to stay on ship 55 long days.
Okay. Just bear with me a moment, Melvin, because my eyes are blinking, and normally when that happens, it's starting to shift some energy. If you want to receive it, just be open to receiving it. I'm not quite sure what it's clearing at the moment, but I'm just in allowance. Okay. I can't tell you what that has eased, but something has shifted energetically. So there is a guy on Facebook, I think he's called Dr. Josh Axe, A-X-E, and he does Facebook Lives about how you can improve your health with diet, and he's popped into my head, so I think that he might be a good one for you to watch some of his Facebook Lives.
Uh-huh.
Your diabetes, you could use emotional freedom techniques, EFT, to start tapping on some of these issues, but I would recommend that you work with a practitioner, because what happens is that based on what happened when you were 18 in the Marines, you would have perceived that conflict, that the fact that you were about to go in, that would have changed your biology. And it's that mm-hmm. that's still in your system now. So you can change diabetes with your diet. You can change it by your perception and going back and releasing those memories. You also mentioned, I don't know whether we're up to 5 minutes yet or not, David, but please do interrupt.
Yeah, about another 2 minutes.
Okay. So I think you mentioned, did you mention your right knee, Melvin? You mentioned a few other places.
My left knee, my lower
left
back.
Knee.
Yeah.
Okay.
My right.
Lower back. Okay. What was on the right as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the knee can be about a lack of flexibility and strength moving forward. The number that's just popped into my head was 14. Now, I don't know whether there was an incident with your mum, for example. Was it mum or dad? Mum, dad, aunt. Bear with me. Ooh, I'm not quite sure. At the moment, Melvin, what's in my head is mum, dad, aunt, cousin. Mum, dad, aunt, cousin. So I don't know whether there was an incident involving those people when you were, or those relatives, when you were about 14 years of age. Is there anything, any memories that you can think about when you were 14, 15?
No, ma'am. Not about, no, ma'am. That has
okay.
something to do with my mother.
Say that again, that last bit.
That has something to do with my mother or me when I was 14 years old.
I'm not sure whether it's your aunt, your cousin, your mother, your father, or all four are involved in an event when you're about 14, 15. Some kind of argument, perhaps.
We're going to need to head towards close.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. So what I would say to you, Melvin, is to start working on some of these old memories that manifest itself physically in the body. So there's a book, an EFT book by a guy called Carl Dawson, D-A-W-S-O-N, Carl with a K, and it's called, I think it's Transform Your Beliefs, Transform Your Life. And that's a resource that I'd signpost you to along with Dr. Josh Axe's Facebook Lives around healing diabetes, using food, etc. Does that help?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
God bless you.
Thank you, sir. God bless
yes.
you, sir. Thank
you're welcome.
You.
Bye, Melvin.
Okay, we're moving on to area code 917. I think I might know who this is, but tell me. Eric,
hello?
Area code 917, are you there?
Hello? I guess not.
All right. We may come back to you if we have time. We'll try another. Area code 856, you're live. What is your name?
Hi, this is Laura.
Laura, hi there. How are you?
Hi, Laura.
Good, how are you? Hi.
Good. What's your question, Laura?
Oh, I thought she's going to have background. So my question
No background, just question. Yeah.
Around getting steady with my career and financial so I can get a house finally. Just get settled and stable.
Okay. Laura, can I ask, have we spoken a couple of times before?
We may have. I'm not sure.
Did you used to do investigative writing in one of your earlier jobs?
No. You mean investigative writing? No, I don't know what that is, actually.
Okay. I think we've spoken before when, was it a recruiter? You were looking at a job.
Well, recruiters frequently will call me for jobs, yeah, but it doesn't mean I land them. I started a contract last week, but it's very short-term.
Okay. I'm just sorry. I'm just trying to understand whether... I don't think the information... If you are the same person and we've spoken a couple of times, I don't think that... whatever I say today is going to be any different, really. It's more around, you know, what do you really want to do? because you've got to follow your passion. I can tell you that when I was trying everything other than what I was supposed to be doing, it just didn't work out. It never works out when you're not fulfilling your purpose. And it was the same thing in my marriage.
Are you getting any hits on what that is? Are you getting any hits on what my purpose is?
I think that you're a writer.
Well, I write training. I mean, but that's not investigative writing. I develop training.
Okay.
Do you see what kind of writing she might do?
No. Can I be blunt, Laura? Or can I be direct?
Yeah.
Yes or no? Yeah. Did you lose a sister when you were young?
No. I've never had a sister.
You've never had a sister, right, okay. For some reason, I've just seen a basketball, and I don't know why. I'm not even going to look at this psychically. What is it that you enjoy doing, Laura, that you really enjoy doing?
I enjoy helping people get through difficult times, counseling them. I help a lot of friends, and when I'm actually doing training, I help a lot of people. And I enjoy motivating people. I love the outdoors and nature. Helping people mainly.
Right. So if you're into healing, and it sounds like you're a sensitive person, given that you like nature and you like helping people, it may be that you need to start working in that area rather than doing what you're doing or combining training with helping people to heal. That's what it sounds like.
Okay.
Does that feel true to you or not?
Well, I am attuned to Reiki, so I'm...
Right.
Maybe I should be teaching Reiki or something.
So if the phrase that comes to mind is, what's the resistance to doing that, to following your path?
I guess because I'm not quite comfortable with it. The Reiki, I'm not sure I believe in it, to be honest.
Right.
And
why do you not believe in it? Why do you not believe in your own ability to help people?
Well, I help them when I'm encouraging them, and I know that. But when it comes to the Reiki stuff, I'm not sure that I actually have the healing gift.
The question that comes to mind is, so it sounds as though you're happy to do it kind of voluntarily, but you're not willing to be paid to receive payment for helping people. Is that right?
That's right.
That's what you need to work on. Because if you're called to help people in whatever form and you've got the Reiki skills, but you're not quite sure that you believe in it, you're going to have to work on your belief system. I guess what I'd say to you is what I'd say to most people. It's work on self-acceptance, which is something that we're all working on. You need to accept who you are, the gifts that you have, and that may help you to switch your belief system so that you can embrace Reiki or any other modality that will help you help people. Because you've got those innate skills. You were probably helping people when you were young, but you didn't realize.
Yeah,
you probably had friends who needed help. Yeah. So it's innate.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you've got this system where you can channel universal energy, and you're starting to doubt it. So your rational mind, your logic is going, well, I'm not too sure whether that works or not. But naturally, it sounds like you're a healer. Definitely if you love being in nature, you know. That's when we chill out and we tend to let go of other people's energy and just zone out and, you know, meditate and be at one with Source. There's other places to do that, but what I would say is you're going to have to work on accepting who you are and what you're here to do. And then your career, your purpose will become clearer. And then your money situation will change, because then you'll be able to receive money for who you are and what you do for people and with people.
Does that help you, Laura?
Yeah. Thank you, David. I appreciate it. Thank you,
yes,
Trisha. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I sensed you were coming to a resolution, and it's time to move on. So, Laura, all the best to you. And our next caller is area code 312. What is your name, please?
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi. Hi. My question is about babies, family.
Okay. What about babies?
Am I going to have them? When? A partner.
Yeah. I've just, for some reason, I've gone straight to, based on which part of the body I've just gone to, have you had quite a bit of loss in your life? Have you experienced loss?
I've had my grandma die, which she meant a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
My parents got divorced at a young age. A few heartbreaks.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is on the masculine side. So this would possibly be partners or, you know, male figures.
Yeah, a heartbreak. That's correct, a heartbreak. A past big heartbreak.
Okay.
He didn't die, though, but his...
No.
His dad... Oh, okay. I'm like, he didn't die.
No. But, what am I feeling in my left nostril? Bear with me. Okay. Have you... I think I see a wall around your heart. It's something to do with connection, and I don't know whether there's a fear of intimately connecting in relationships because of what's happened in the past. Does that... Why do I see a wall around your heart?
Maybe because my partner hurt me in the past, and maybe that's why, and he's not willing to engage in that, I guess, is what I could say. Past partner.
Number 7's just popped up, which is one of my favorite numbers.
Same with me. 7 is one of my favorite numbers. I'm a July baby.
I was saying that tongue-in-cheek, because when I see things, it always seems to go back to 7, although a lot of our issues happen in the first 7 years of life, so it makes sense. But what was the loss when you were about 7 years of age? I don't know whether you had pets or not. I don't know whether you had a cat, but I just saw a ginger and white striped cat. And I know that...
Never had a cat,
it might be
no.
a reference to
Mm-mm.
me. No. I had a cat that was ginger and white that died, but I wasn't 7, I was older. So why am I seeing that?
I had a goldfish maybe at that age, I don't know.
Yeah. Is there a fear of, I'm just trying to make sense of that cryptic clue, is there a fear of attachment because the thing, you might lose that thing that you love, whether that be through the, you know, a pet dying or somebody going away? Is there some sort of issue around that?
I think after, well, I don't really have a fear of it now. If they're going to leave, they're going to leave. But I just feel like when you give your heart to everything and then all of a sudden you've been hit with something so big you can't even grasp it, you mm-hmm. then start not trusting and you just don't trust. But then I still gave it my all, I would say. And
so
I was always hope things change.
What happened when you were around 7 years of age then, around loss of connection with somebody or something that you loved?
I have no idea. No idea.
I would focus, in terms of it being safe to conceive, create, bring new life into the world, I would focus around 7 or 8, do some journaling, because there is something there. I'm feeling it in my heart. There's something there around a loss of connection, I would say. I'm always happy to be wrong. And that is, I think, preventing you from committing fully in a relationship where it's safe to bring new life into the world, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
there's
but
something around
I have a crazy question. Crazy. Do you think you're reading my partner because something happened to him when he was 7 or 8?
Quite possibly, because I tune in to people who are connected. So, what I would say is, it's not a crazy question at all. If, you know, I've worked with people who, for example, have been trying consciously to get pregnant to conceive, but then because they wanted to get their business in order first, or, you know, some other reason, their body adapted to the belief. And so biologically they weren't able to sustain, to maintain pregnancies, so they didn't have any problem conceiving. But
right.
Maintaining the pregnancy was a problem. So I would say that it's important that both yourself and your partner start clearing out any beliefs around connection, intimacy, and whether it's safe to bring new life into the world or not, based on the upbringings that you both had. So I'd say do some belief work. Does that make sense?
It makes sense to me,
and
but
I
don't think my
do
partner would be up for it.
Okay. What did
you say about
going,
the mom?
So I would say it's something about the mother, the relationship with mother.
Yeah, I think
so
you're
I
totally
start
connecting
working.
Into my guy. I swear you are, because he can't
right.
stand his mom for what happened. Yeah. So, but I feel like
right.
this is a rocky path. I just need to know, like, maybe this isn't relationships, not for my higher good, and I just need to move on.
The phrase that came to mind before you even said that is, you're either all in or you're all out, which is very blunt, but that's the phrase that came to mind. If he isn't prepared or ready to work on his stuff,
mm-hmm.
Then you need to decide whether he's the right partner for you or not. And I would say that sometimes we have relationships to show us what we don't want and to prepare us, you know, we start healing our wounds to prepare us for the right partner, in inverted commas. And that's a decision that only you can make.
See, and that's what it is. We're taking a break. He says, I need to work on myself. But I think, in essence, I said, no, you need to clear out your closet. I said, I feel like I'm okay. But
I think it's ongoing. I don't think we ever stop working on ourselves. We can either grow together
okay.
or grow apart, which is what you're experiencing right now.
Yeah, it's bad.
Very quickly, the story that I tell people, I tell clients is, or the way that I explain it is, knight in shining armor seeks damsel in distress. That play fits together quite well. The scripts fit together quite well. He comes in and rescues her when she's saying, oh, I need help, I can't cope. But if she then does counseling or coaching and then becomes more independent, when he comes in and swoops, she says, I don't need your help, I can do this all by myself. Which then means that it's very disjointed as a play. The scripts no longer dovetail. And so he has choices. He can then work on himself. he can bury his head in the sand and say, you're not the woman that I fell in love with, or he can go off and find another damsel in distress whose script fits perfectly with his need for external validation of him, you know, playing the hero role because of his lack of self-esteem. So I think
yes.
we're just playing roles, and we have these scripts all the time. And if you're going to change, it's up to him whether he wants to change with you or you're going to grow apart.
And that's where we're at right now. That's what I feel. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes relationships come along to, you know, partners will mirror our wounds. They'll show us what we need to work
mm-hmm.
on, whether that's self-love, self-acceptance. And then once they've served their purpose, you know, sometimes that opens the door for new relationships, or you both grow together. You know, who knows? I don't like to predict what's going to happen with relationships, because I've had readings with psychics before and they've said this is going to happen, this is going to happen, and it hasn't happened. And that's probably because I've blocked it, because I've known what's supposed to happen. And then I've delayed it somehow. So, you know, we have free will. We have choice. It's entirely up to you.
I wish you'd tell me
how
which way to go.
No, I won't. Okay. So there is time to be a mum.
Yeah, I know there's going to be time, but I want to know if I need to move on and go with the next partner, because this relationship has been a long time.
Okay, what does your heart say, Shannon?
Well,
what
my heart will tell
you heart,
honestly,
because
that I love him, and he needs to work on this, and he needs to clear it out, because it's, I know we have a true basis of love. I totally get that. I totally understand that. But at the same token, there's things that I want and need that he's not there yet. He used to be there, and then something happened, and now it's coming to light what really happened when he was younger. So now this is where we're at. And I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of waiting.
Because I'm listening to how you're speaking, and you speed it up, and it's almost like, you know, I've had enough of this now. I've been really patient, and by now he should get his act sorted, and he hasn't, and da, 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 da. It feels as though you're ready to move on energetically. But I would say that if, mind you, the wall that I saw up around your heart, if you're saying that I'm tuning into your partner's energy, is it him that has the wall up around his heart, or is it you, or is it both of you?
Maybe both. I don't know, but maybe both, because you never know. He might hurt me again and do this again, so...
Okay, so what I would suggest, rather than me telling you what you should do, what I would recommend is working on yourself. Because perception is projection, and it may be that he does need to work on himself, but part of that may be that you need to work on yourself as well, but you're projecting onto him what may be painful for you to see within yourself. Does that make sense?
I don't know what it probably would make sense. What do you mean, like projecting onto him? What does that mean?
So,
like I'm mad at you?
Say, I don't have the problem. It's you. You need to deal with X, Y, and Z. But in actual fact, when I take some heat off the situation, when I take a step back and I look at it, that person is mirroring back to me what I've yet to resolve within myself. So, yes, it is their behavior. But I'm also co-creating the situation, so I need to look at and accept my part in that and what's triggering me to, you know, co-create the situation. Like the knight in shining armor and damsel in distress. If I don't have the need to be rescued, then I won't attract a knight in shining armor. I won't be attracted to that type of guy, and he won't be attracted to me. So, yes, it's looking at them, but it's also looking at ourselves.
And we're going to need to leave that question dangling.
Okay, that's good. All right. I'll take it. That's a good thing to think about. Thank you.
Meditate and do some journaling, Shannon. You're welcome.
Thank you for calling, Shannon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're going to take the one last caller that had been on the line before. And to the other callers, you need to call in earlier to get a reading, but it is possible to get a reading from Tricia still, go to her website, which is trishamitchell.co.uk. Tricia is spelled T-R-I-C-I-A. So this is area code 347, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my first name is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika.
Hi, Tamika.
We're going to have to be a little shorter with you, Tamika, but thank you so much for being patient.
How can we help, Tamika?
Well, I'd like to hear about my love life. I mean, I could get specific if you'd like, but that's mainly what my question was.
I see three, so I don't know whether this is like three main relationships, but what exactly are you asking with regards to your love life, Tamika?
Well, I was choosing not to date because of a few relationships I went through that were bad for me, and recently my first contacted me in June, my first in high school, he was my first. So now life has passed. Mm-hmm. He has three daughters now. He lives in Florida. I live in New York. He's 40. I'm going to be 40 next month. I went to see him twice this summer, and we kept fighting.
So what's your question?
So I blocked him on my phone. Go ahead.
What's your question?
So I just wanted to know if you start working out with him, or do you see me with someone else, and who you see me with? And we all have children and get married.
The phrase that comes to mind, and I don't know if this is true or not, is that he's not over his ex yet. Are there still some issues with his former partner?
I mean, he's very angry. It seems like it might be, but he acts like and says it's not. He seems to have anger issues. I don't know where it's from.
Right. So is he over his ex or not?
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know. So I saw the number three before you started telling me about this childhood, this chap from school that you knew, and you say that he's got three daughters. I was thinking more along the line of the three, are there three sort of significant relationships that you've had?
Yeah, you could say that, yeah. He was, I think, one of them, but I'm not really sure. And we're both born on the 3rd of his month.
And have you been going for the wrong types?
Sorry?
Have you been going for the wrong type, Tanika?
Yeah.
That's the phrase that comes to mind. Right, okay. So if you've been going for the wrong type, is this chap one of the three?
I don't know. He just resurfaced. He's from my childhood when I was, 17, and I'm 39 now.
Right. Right. I would say that you're free to choose whatever you want, but did you say that you don't have any children?
Right, I don't.
Right. Do you want children?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So this isn't psychic, but what I would say is if this man from your childhood has got three children already and he's angry and you don't know why, and I'm asking you if he's over his ex yet or not, because I get a sense that there's still some stuff that needs to be resolved. And that makes sense if the three children, if his three daughters are from the same woman, for example, there's going to be a lot of issues that they need to deal with. Practically, because they're co-parenting, I would probably go for a clean break. That's what I would personally do, and I'm not looking at that psychically. But if you're 39 and you want children, he's got three children of his own, he's got baggage, and you don't understand why he's angry. Why would you?
Well, he's blocked him. I blocked him as of last Monday because we got into too much of an argument. I didn't like the arguing. So he's blocked. I didn't know if I should unblock him or if he sees someone else or, because I do want all that. But I don't know if he's going to change.
I would say self-love and self-worth. If you love what's the saying? If you love yourself enough, you don't accept discounts. You need somebody who's sorted, who's independent, who fine, he can have children, that's not an issue, but he isn't entangled with his with the mother of his children. It has to be a healthy relationship where both parents have moved on and are free to engage in new relationships. You don't want that mind game, that the mind games that are played sometimes between parents who are still hurting, you know, former partners who share custody of the children. You don't need all that crap in your life, girl.
Right.
You deserve better. So set the standards higher and don't compromise.
Right, he's blocked. But do you see anyone for me? Do you see me with children match?
Something, well, 6 months came in, but what I'm saying to you is work on self-love, work on self-worth, because, first, because you're going to attract people who are mirrors to you. So when you love yourself enough, and I'm not saying that you don't, but self-love and self-worth came up. So you're going to attract people who will reflect back to you what you're putting out there in the world. So I would say 6 months working on self-worth, self-love, and then see who comes along. You'll be ready for him.
Right.
Does that make sense, Tanika?
Yeah, it makes sense.
There are children available if you want them.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is work on yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to need to close there. I thank you for your call, Tanika.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for
God
taking
bless.
Me.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tricia, thank you so much for joining us again today.
My pleasure, David. Enjoyed it.
Great love to you, dear.
Thank you. And you too.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
Bye.
So once again, we come to a close. Let's take time to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.